Welcome to the Profit First REI podcast, where real estate investors master financial management, eradicate entrepreneurial poverty, and learn to be profitable from day one. Now for your host, David Richter.
Hey, this is David Richter with the Profit First REI podcast. I am really excited today about this interview. We've got Rob Nickel, a personal friend of mine and a great business owner with a great virtual assistant business that I'm excited for him to talk about. Rob, you want to just say hey to everyone real quick?
Man, David, I'm so excited to be on with you. I've watched you grow and transition from a real estate professional into helping real estate professionals live their dreams and be able to accomplish all the things that we're trying to accomplish as business owners. So, man, I'm so excited to be here. I love your book. And because of you, I read Profit First. And so just super excited to talk to you about all the stuff that you've got going on and love Simple CFO.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that, Rob. And Rob's definitely special to me. He called me when my first daughter was born, and that's something that's always stuck with me. So I really appreciate Rob. He's a very, very personal connections guy, and that stuck with me for years now. I've known Rob probably 5 or 6 years. We met at a mastermind years ago, so we've kept in touch since then. It's been an awesome journey seeing Rob's journey too across the years too, where we both were 5 or 6 years ago. So I really appreciate you just as a person, Rob, and I appreciate you coming on this podcast to share your wisdom. And with that, I'd like to just jump in. What got you started in real estate initially?
Initially, I probably, like many people, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I was a teenager when my brother brought that home and threw it on my lap. And I read that, and that idea of passive income really stuck with me. My dad was a dentist. He had to trade time for money. My mom was a teacher and worked in the school system. So they were investing in real estate one house at a time as this idea of passive income. But it was really a slow build. So the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book and growing up in a household of parents who were trying to do something similar, that's what got me really excited about real estate. I'll tell you that right out of college, I had my first corporate job. And looking at my salary, and we started flipping houses on the side to try to build this empire. And I just realized really, really quickly that my W-2 job wasn't going to get me where I was trying to go. I wasn't really going to be able to build much off of that salary if I wanted any of the life or have any of the expectations from lifestyle that I thought I was going to have. So real estate was just the vehicle for me to be able to find a way to build that lifestyle that I was really looking for.
Awesome. No, that's great. Because a lot of people, like you said, have read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, jumped into it, but you actually jumped into it and actually did stuff in real estate. So do you want to tell just a little bit about that and then your transition to what you're doing now so people can know what you're into now?
Yeah, I grew up in the summers working for a general contractor. My best friend's dad, I'd ride shotgun with him from project to project. And so I spent a lot of time on construction sites. It was everything from fixing up kitchens and redoing bathrooms to new builds, new construction. So I was familiar with real estate. I was familiar with construction, but it's a whole different ball game when you go in there and you've got to actually purchase houses and fund the property and then go in there and rehab it yourself. So my best friend and I, right out of college, my senior year of college, we bought our first house for $7,000 in far, far north Texas, almost the Oklahoma border. And that kind of started my real estate career personally. It was a rehab, it was a probate deal that we did, and we would rehab one house at a time. We would buy, fix it up and sell it. My friend and I, we did all the work. We'd run the Romex, we literally did everything except pay contractors to come in and tie off the permits, because that's, you know, really the only thing we couldn't do. So I was rehabbing one house at a time and thought that's what real estate was. Like, it, you know, on TV, it just was way less sexy for me than they made it look on TV, but kind of that same process. Until one day, one of the education companies came through Dallas and they said they were looking for a handful of motivated individuals to learn their real estate investing program. And so I went, and that's how I learned about wholesaling. And that concept was really exciting to me because the idea of leverage, being able to not own the properties, but sell them to someone else, I was like, man, I could do way more transactions because every rehab for me, David, felt like a full-time job. Mm-hmm. Managing contractors, going to Home Depot, ordering materials, getting the wrong plates, but going and getting, I mean, it was like the number of hours spent on every job site and even hiring general contractors and managing them to get, it felt like a full-time job. So the idea of wholesaling was very appealing because I felt like I could get more done in the same amount of time. But what I found pretty quickly was I ran into a wall. I could do 3, 4, 5 transactions a month, wholesale deals, if I was busting it. If I was working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and doing that whole hustle and grind thing that people love to talk about on Facebook and post the gym selfies at 3 a.m. and all that, that was me. Yeah. Like, and I'm making a joke, but I'm being serious. Like, that was me. There was not enough hours in the day for all the things I was doing. I was doing the marketing, fold stuff and stamping envelopes, literally at the kitchen table in the evening. And then I dropped the mail in. I was answering the phone. Then I'm running comps, then driving neighborhoods and meeting with sellers and negotiating deals, then trying to scan that into the title company on my phone, which didn't really work, and getting checks in. So driving over the title companies, drop it off to get contract to close, and then dealing with buyers. And most of the time buyers wouldn't buy sight unseen. So then I'm driving from property to show buyers, and then my phone's ringing image. And it was exhausting. It was totally exhausting. And I had kind of hit a ceiling and I was like, this is in no way passive. This is in no way what Robert Kiyosaki talked about in that book, Rich Dad Poor Dad. That was not me. I was grinding my rear end off. And I was kind of resenting the money in a weird way. Like, I was making more money than I ever had my corporate job, but I didn't have any time to spend with my friends. I didn't have any free time. I wasn't going on the annual trip with my college friends. I wasn't doing any of the things to kind of recharge my batteries. So I went and visited my broker that I hung my license here in Texas, non-disclosure state. If you want MLS access, or if you want to run comps, you need MLS access. So I went to talk to my broker that became a great mentor of mine. I was so lucky to have someone early on to be able to guide me. And he was a lifestyle guy, 3 kids. He was a super dad, had a great business, didn't seem too stressed. And so that's who I wanted to go talk to, because it was just me. I didn't have kids. I wasn't married. And I was stressing out. I was freaking out trying to build my real estate empire. It looked good on Facebook. It looked like I was doing a whole bunch. But I was super stressed. So I went to talk to my broker, because every golf tournament, he's caddying, he's carrying the bag. His son, Zach, enjoyed, you know, building dirt bikes and scooters and like mechanic stuff in the garage. And he's in there building stuff and creating YouTube videos with him to build stuff. And his younger one likes whatever video games he likes. I forget what it's called. He likes his video games. He's got them all set up in there, and he's in there playing with them. Like, his whole world was about the lifestyle. The business supported that. And I was thinking, man, that's what I want. I want to define what I want my life to be, what I want my lifestyle to be. And then I want a business that supports that, and not just figure out how to live a life around whatever time I had left. So I sit down to go talk to the broker. And he looks at me and he's like, dude, you've got the same number of hours of the day as everybody else. I'm not going to listen to you whine and complain. You can figure this out. And I started talking to him about what he was doing. And every time the phone rang from a prospect, because he was a retail broker, so he had signs everywhere and agents out in the field, he had a lot of phones ringing, and there's a lot of comps to be run and prospecting and following up. And I was like, well, how are you doing all this stuff? He showed me that he was leveraging other people's time, and most of these teams were overseas. So he had people from the Philippines. Every time the phone rang, answering the phone, every call was live answered. And he had someone setting all of his appointments. So whenever he showed up for a listing appointment, his packets were complete. He wasn't having to put them together. Running comps, there's a little bit of an art to running comps, but it's mostly a checklist task. So he would just have, he built a checklist, handed it to somebody overseas in the Philippines. They would run comps. He would review the checklist and go on the listing appointments and come home and go caddy for the golf tournament. And I was like, oh, that's what I want. It's the same thing for me. He just does it as a retail brokerage representing clients. I do the same thing. The phone rings. I'm not seeing if they want to buy or sell a house. I am seeing if they want to sell a house just at a discount. I'm running comps too. I'm just running an ARV instead of what the retail price would be on the listings, right? So I was doing all the same things. I was just doing it myself. So the first thing I did, David, was I hired somebody to help answer the phone. Because while I was driving, my best use of time was meeting with sellers. If I wasn't meeting with sellers, it wasn't the best use of my time because I need to be doing deals. I need to get contracts. So I started with somebody working the phones, and I immediately added two deals a month. And he wasn't very good, David. He wasn't even good at the phone. But just being able to do that, I went on more appointments and therefore got more contracts.
Nice.
And that's what opened the floodgates for me, because I was scared to death to have somebody take those lead calls because I knew that was the lifeblood of my business. So I was freaking out about the thought of somebody else taking it. Somebody else takes the calls. They screwed up a few of them and I made more money. I was like, okay, this ain't so bad. You know, this ain't a few more people complaining, but who cares? So then I thought, man, if I could just get the right person and the right team, train them up. So I did it the wrong way, like everybody else. I would go hire somebody that I thought would be a good fit. I threw them in the position. And then every day I dreaded going to work. I hated it. I hated going to work because all I was going to do was tell that person how to do their day. And what comps to run and, you know, the teams, how to do it. Because I didn't have any system. Because I didn't have any process. So I went back to my broker and was like, okay, how do you do this? And he showed me you have to have a script every time the phone rings. If you want comps to run efficiently, you have to build the checklist yourself. Just screen your, record yourself doing it once. Build a system for someone. Show what the expectations should look like. What is success? Define success. And then you can manage them to those outcomes. So then I just went back and wrote down everything in my business step by step, every script, every buyer's list campaign, every email, every single thing. I wrote it down because it was all in my head. I knew how to do my job. I knew how to do it really well. I knew how to do the game. But to teach someone else how to do it, every time I had to pull it out of my head and explain it to them, pull it out of my head and explain. And that is such a horribly inefficient way. We call that osmosis training, right? Mm-hmm. Come into the office, sit down next to somebody, that's how you learn your job. But especially today, how hard is that when most of us aren't even working in an office today with our coworkers? So we took a step back, and at Rocket Station, that's what really created the platform for us today. We were working with real estate professionals, and we realized that everybody was making the exact same mistakes that I was making. We feel some pain. We throw someone at the problem that may or may not even be the best fit without strong systems and processes and resources in place for them to be successful. And then they hate managing people. And then they hate teams. And then they don't, and then it doesn't work. And then it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Right? And we say all the time, right, real estate's easy, but people are hard. But that's just because you don't have systems and processes to make it easy on people. So that is the whole long-winded story of how Rocket Station came to be, was we just took my real estate business that I had built end-to-end systems and processes, started first helping people by just giving them those. Now we create today, Rocket Station's just a two-trick pony. We build systems and processes for people so that there's a really strong foundation, and then we're a dedicated virtual staffing agency. So we're the right person, right seed. So someone answering the phone is very different. That's going to be your bookkeeper. We want to make sure that your books are really clean and all right. 6, 7, 12 bank accounts, however many you have, stay organized and square and straight. There's no mistakes. That's a different person than somebody who's going to be on inside sales or the front end representing your business. So we kind of took all the obstacles. Rocket Station takes all the hard parts about employment, and we eliminate all those obstacles. So no excuses for systems and processes. We build all that for you. Training material, doesn't matter what CRM, doesn't matter what backend you're doing. We build that for you. And then whatever position needs to be filled on a part-time or full-time basis, it's not a W-2, it's not a 1099, it's just a service agreement with our company, but it's a dedicated person that functions like an employee. So that's how we came to be. Was I was a real estate investor. I was ready to quit because I was exhausted. Was lucky enough to have some great mentors. And one of them was you and your company. The mastermind that we were part of, you ended up building my platform for what we did. We did that together. So we are now full circle, which is pretty amazing. So when I first met you, David, it was pretty awesome because you helped me solidify the foundation in the real estate business, which is now a lot of those principles have transitioned into the staffing business today. So it's really, really cool to be here talking to you about that.
That is awesome. It, yes, for the listeners out there, I was a Podio builder in another life. If you don't know what Podio is, it's a CRM that's customizable. So yes, that was one of the things we helped Rob with years ago too. So he ran on that for a couple of years and then upgraded. So it's been, like I said to the listeners at the beginning, it's been a while that we've known each other, and I love hearing your story each time because now you're providing such a needed service for real estate investors. And especially like you said, the people, you know, they might be doing a couple deals a year or hundreds of deals a year, but they could always use help. You could always use help for the things that aren't bringing you income either right then, or something that you could focus on higher dollar per hour tasks, because some of those virtual assistants can do high dollar per hour tasks. That's the other thing too. I've had virtual assistants lock up the deals over the phone, you know, like they were actually locking them up, sending them the agreement. So it's anything that you can do with an office person, I really feel like you can with a virtual assistant, unless they had to sign something in wet ink. So other than that, they can basically do anything else, especially with Rob's team. He's got an incredible training system. Add that with your own internal training system, and you've got someone that's going to be an awesome addition to your team. And we'll have Rob at the end tell you how you can get in touch with Rocket Station. But I want to ask you a couple other questions about the since this is Profit First REI, what about on the financial side? Were there any mistakes you made at the beginning in real estate or anything? On the financial side of your business.
Looking back now, I was such a disaster with the finances at the beginning. If I reconciled the book monthly, that was a huge win. Usually I was several months behind trying to figure it out. And then at the end of the rehab, trying to truly run the numbers on it, like what the P&L in that rehab was, it was always a disaster because I'm swiping my card too many times. I'm not keeping receipts appropriate because we'd have multiple projects going on at the same time. I was a disaster. And it's actually, I won't really necessarily say regrets, but if I could do it over again, one of the first things I would have done would solidify the financial piece of what I was doing. The rehab side is so capital intensive. And it felt like I was in a money shift all the time. I was just playing Monopoly, money in, money out. You know, the big checks going in, title companies coming out, but it never really felt like it was mine. And then once I started wholesaling, that basically was supporting cash flow in the day-to-day so we could survive. Because if we were a few days late, we couldn't miss a Friday payroll. We couldn't miss a material draw. The rehabs were so capital intensive. Wholesaling is what just allowed me to breathe and kept me alive. And I was actually living out of the wholesale funds there for a little bit at the beginning, which I'm not necessarily proud of, but it took me a while to financially really clean it up and really understand what my business was. I think it was a really long time before I went from just being a real estate trader, where I just went off, sold transactions. It was many years before it actually became a business where I knew what I made per deal. I knew if I was going to make money on a rehab and not just kind of at the end of the year, it accumulated more than it had at the beginning. So I think by not being diligent with my finances at the beginning, I think I lost out on a ton of, you know, profit, revenue, net. I think I was very, very dumb and loose and fast with my accounting there for a while, just for whatever reason. It's one of the dumbest things I ever did in the real estate business was playing Monopoly instead of getting things really shored up.
Yeah, and that's the position of, I'd say like 100% almost of real estate investors. It has to be close to that percentage when they first start out, because they're just thinking, what's my next deal and how can I get it? And it's not like, okay, what do I actually, if I don't get another deal soon, or if I need this or that, if I need to build a system or I need to invest in people, then they're not thinking about that. Then they're not going to be able to keep going, and they're going to reach the 70, 80 hours and they're going to burn out. So I'm really, really appreciative of you sharing that, because I know that it wasn't just you, and it's not just a lot of the listeners. It's almost everyone in the real estate world. So thanks for
having to go find a wholesale deal to make sure there's enough money to money in the account. Yep. And that's where I was for a while. And, you know, maybe that's a too candid answer, but I would go hustle because I would get on the phone and I would scroll through Podia and I would go through the follow up because I know there would be stuff that people weren't getting, you know, it's easy for the sales team to take the cream off the top, but then are they really working? So I would go in there and I would in the evening be calling old leads to drum up wholesale deals because I needed to get some cash in next week.
And
make things work. It's so stressful. It is just such a stressful place to be. And I got tired of going to bed, freaking out in a way every night, thinking about, okay, well, tomorrow I've got to go make 100 calls and do whatever so that I know I can get a deal done so I can cover the expenses. I mean, that was just, it was dumb. Not a smart way.
And I don't think you're in the minority there, for sure, on the real estate investing side. I think a lot of people handle that. So you talked about systems and you talked about, you know, your struggles there. So have you ever read Profit First? You said you've read Profit First, right? And you've you know about that system. So what are your thoughts on the Profit First system, since this is the Profit First REI podcast?
Yeah, so I read Profit First because of you. You'd reach out to me and said you were going to write a book. And so I read your book. And then after reading your book, I read Profit First. And then there's other people in my network I've learned recently that are Profit First certified. And it's really cool. I think I wish I had the discipline and had that knowledge early on, because I can't imagine what that would have done for my business to implement a process like that. To have the discipline to actually do it, to implement the system, to have the multiple accounts and actually put the money in there and not just play fast and loose. Seeing the stories and see what happens with people in a very short period of time, it changes their life. Our mission at Rocket Station is enhance lives through better business. And after reading Profit First and reading the testimonials of the people that you're working with, I'm not really sure how you could enhance people's lives more than giving them stability on the financial side. David, there was a Christmas where I'm divorced. My ex-wife, we were walking through Nordstrom here in Dallas at North Park Mall, and we were walking through the store, and I didn't know if when I swiped my credit card, if the presents that we were buying for Christmas were going to get paid for. And when you put that kind of stress on the household, because you're thinking in your head, well, in 2 days from now, a couple of deals are going to close and there's going to be tons of money in the account. It's not a responsible way to run a household. So for me, I was running a real estate business much younger age at the time. I would have loved to have had that information, had the discipline to implement it. It would have removed the stress and pressure that I was applying on my household. And I think it would have even improved, you know, other things outside of business as well. So what do I think of Profit First? I think if people have the discipline to implement it, and I think discipline is such a key word there, because you have to consistently follow the path. If you're willing to do that, I don't know how it wouldn't be a home run for anyone who follows that path, that's looking for that stability, that's looking for that freedom, which is kind of the paradox of discipline. If you execute the discipline, then you ultimately get everything that you want as a result of that discipline. So, I don't know if that answers.
That was perfect. And I love how open and honest you've been on this podcast too, because that is so true, that on the business side, it helps you on the personal side too, knowing that, okay, I know that if I swipe this, it's going to go through, or that, you know, that we can't go out there and do this or that, or we have to go, or this has to close first and I need to do the allocations or whatever it is. It gives you, like you said, that freedom to really know, like, okay, I really have the money and I can go out there and do that. So I just appreciate your honesty there and your candidness for telling it like it is, because like I said, even on when you said before, when you and made some of those other mistakes, a lot of people, I'm sure, out there listening right now are going through something like that or have gone through something like that. So I really appreciate your candidness there. So I'm just got a couple more questions here before we end. But the second to last question here, is there any other advice that you give a real estate investor, either on their finances or just in general?
Well, real estate as a transactional business needs to be built for sustainability. So that's on the financial side, that's on the operation side. So I think one of the coolest things that you do, David, it's in alignment with what we do, is every person that comes through, with, you mentioned doing a couple deals, or, you know, we're partners with publicly traded companies in the real estate space. So it's literally every size. We have hundreds and hundreds of people under management working in all these different companies, whether it's accounting and bookkeeping or operations. If you don't have these things super dialed in, if you don't feel like you have a real business, if you can't go on vacation, come home, and there be more money in your account than when you left, the most amazing thing about what you're doing, David, is consulting on the front end to give people the information to know how they could change. Because it's not that difficult to make those changes. We just may not have all the answers right in front of us, which is so awesome what you do with people on the Profit First side of things. It's a simple formula that you can show them, but it's life-changing when they implement it. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way with us on the operations side. Having really strong systems and processes and an amazing team to execute changes your life. So it's a combination of great operations and then a great financial back end. To me, that's what it's all. That's why I got into real estate. Those are the two pieces. Go on vacation, come home, and your business is still running. To me, that's what it was all about. I wanted to be able to build a family, grow, spend time with the people I wanted to spend time with, do the things that I actually care about, and have the business provide for that. So I think if anybody is interested in what you have to offer and interested in the Profit First, I think they should spend a little bit of time with you and go through that process the same way if they're interested in becoming more efficient and maybe have some system and process development needs to just spend a little bit of time with us. That's free to get some insights. And you know, it doesn't cost you anything to learn what's available and the things that could truly change your business, which could change your life. So anybody who's interested in your stuff, I would just highly recommend they spend a little bit of time with you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, Rob. And ping-ponging it back to you, is there any way that our listeners can provide value to you? I guess it's a better question is, how do they get a hold of you if they want a virtual assistant? Because that is definitely how you're going to be able to provide value. Take those things off their plate for them.
Yeah, the website's rocketstation.com. So if anybody's just general information, can go check out rocketstation.com. If you're honest and sincere about some of these concepts and these things we've talked about, whether it's systems and processes or teams on how to do it, whether you hire our teams or not, I'm happy to spend some time with you. So my email's rnickel, just my name, R as in Robert, Nickel, N-I-C-K-E-L-L at rocketstation.com. And happy to jump on a call, spend a few minutes. We do Zoom just like this. So happy to look at anyone's businesses, spend a few minutes with them, talk about all the things that are possible, what VAs can do really well, what systems and processes could be built to make that possible. Again, R. Nickel at Rocket Station, happy to spend time with anybody who would like to go through that process or learn more.
Awesome. Well, appreciate that. And I know they'll appreciate it too. And if they want to grow their business without growing their expenses too radically, then I think they should definitely reach out to you and at least dip their toe in the water, because then I know that they'll be hooked and they'll be saying, this is how we make our business bigger and better. So I really recommend Rob and his services. Like I said, I've known him for years and I know that he'll take care of you. So just email him at that email address he gave. We'll make sure to put it in the show notes. And then you could go to rocketstation.com too. That was another way that you can just look at what their website is and look at what they have to offer and what all that great information. So Rob, I really appreciate you coming on today. Really appreciate you really sharing your heart, where it came from and like the mistakes you've made, but then also the tips and the real things that helped you get to the place that you are now. And just really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, David. This was great. Really appreciate your time. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. And everyone else, thank you so much for listening to us. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you found this episode valuable, could you do me a quick favor? Could you give us an honest rating within iTunes? And be honest, you could say whether you liked it or not. And obviously with iTunes, the more reviews and ratings we have, the better it is for other people that are searching for Profit First and a podcast. So we'd love to be ranked on there. And that's thanks to your help. So we would really appreciate that if you would like to go give us a rating. Also, if you're looking to connect with us further, I would highly recommend checking out our Facebook group, Profit First for Real Estate Investors, and that's literally what it's called. So you can type in Profit First for Real Estate Investors, and you'll be able to find our Facebook group right there. So come join active real estate investors who are supporting each other and growing their businesses and profits together. That's what that group is all about. The link should be in the description below. And if you're interested in working with us in implementing Profit First in your real estate business, we offer coaching and guidance.
So if you want to work with someone who's actually Profit First certified and who works right now currently with real estate businesses, you can actually go start your application process by going to simplecfosolutions.com/apply, or just go right to simplecfosolutions.com and there's an apply button right on there. If you want to actually start your Profit First journey with someone who can actually walk you through those step by step and help you know and grow your cash flow. Thanks again for joining us for another episode of the Profit First REI podcast. See you next episode.